Commentator Tony Bernhard has been living with a chronic illness for the last 10 years.
In 2001, I had the next couple decades of my life mapped out. I'd be teaching law, visiting my children, and attending Buddhist meditation retreats. Suddenly, everything changed. I got sick with flu-like symptoms. A doctor said it appeared to be an acute viral infection. I've yet to recover. The infection has left me mostly housebound and often bedbound. For the first few years of being sick, I lived in what I can only describe as a state of shock. When I didn't recover, I blamed myself. It took me almost 6 years to find my way back to a life of fulfillment and joy. The journey started when I looked more deeply at the Buddha's first noble truth. Everyone's life has its share of both joy and suffering. Resisting the plain fact of my illness only added mental suffering to the physical suffering. And I remembered something a teacher had said, "If your compassion doesn't include yourself, it is incomplete." This was a turning point for me. Slowly but surely, I stopped blaming myself for getting sick. I also took up a Buddhist practice called mudita, cultivating joy in the joy of others. I hoped it would be an antidote to the painful envy that overcame me when I heard of other people going to family gatherings or even a movie. I didn't always succeed. I kept working at it, though, and gradually the feeling of joy in others' joy became genuine. Now when my husband visits our children and grandchildren, I feel as if he's there for both of us. One of the toughest challenges was accepting isolation. But over time, I learned to open my heart and mind to being by myself. I've had to be inventive. Instead of traveling to see my children, I stay close to them by instant messaging and texting. I've traded the role of teacher for that of student by studying classical music and opera. It has taken several years and many tears to learn how to thrive in my new life. I still have rough days when I wish I could do whatever I want. But really, who can do that anyway? On the whole, I'm content and at peace with what I can do, even if it's from the bed.
Commentator Tony Bernhard is the author of How to Be Sick.